Hey, this is JP Nurbin. You're listening to Culture Builders number 123, the five pitfalls of feedback. This is a follow-up off of Culture Builders number 121, where I discuss the importance of being intentional in our language. It's also kind of building off of some of the things I discussed in Coaching Culture episode 63. So if you want to check out more, check out those episodes as well. So the five pitfalls of feedback. These are things that I see other coaches fall into continuously, and I continuously fall back into these traps as well. So the first is general feedback. And I really love the quote from the band teacher, Terrence Fletcher, in the movie Whiplash. If you haven't seen the movie Whiplash, be sure to check it out. And he says there in that movie, there are no two words more harmful in the English language than good job. Like how often, so let's think about this. How often do we say things like nice kick, good shot, great swing, work harder, play smarter, right? It does not matter whether it's positive or negative, general feedback, right? This general type of feedback is not helpful, but often detrimental, right? So author and child psychologist Alfie Cohn really believes praise like good job is psychologically harmful to development. And he kind of goes into some research. I'll put a link to one of his articles and the notes for this podcast, the information of this podcast. But just reflect on your own experience, right? Just think about it for a second. More often than not, when people give us vague feedback or criticism, it really just washes over us or we deflect it, right? We don't soak it up. Number two, the number two trap is praising ability and achievement. I kind of talked about this in Culture Builders number 121, how when we're praising ability or achievement, it's negatively impacting their mindset and their performance. But there's also something else it does that's arguably more harmful. It's pushing people towards the performance identity trap, where they tie their identity and self-worth to what they do and not who they are as people, who they are as a person. And so no athlete or even coach is immune to this trap. In fact, the higher they rise in the world of athletics, the deeper they can fall into this trap. So, and I think here the big thing is coaches and parents often struggle with this kind of concept, wondering, well, can I not be happy when they do well? And I've written about this in a previous article, which I'll also put a link to in the information of this episode, which is titled Praise Effort, Celebrate Achievement. And it really goes into how to handle and effectively communicate in those moments, those really, really high moments that we're really happy, we want to celebrate with them, or those really, really low moments when we're feeling their pain. The third trap we fall into is the BS sandwich feedback, right? So just giving tough feedback isn't this easy, right? The old way we used to do the positive, negative, positive sandwich, right? No matter how much we dress up that negative, people typically still know they're eating crap, right? And I can't tell you the amount of coaching education classes I've attended where they've suggested this type of feedback. But the research has extensively shown it really hides the criticism and discredits the positive feedback. So essentially, people are only going to pay attention to the positive or the negative, or they just don't pay attention at all. Number four is judgmental feedback, right? And that's where we're criticizing the person. We're attacking the person. And so we really want to focus on notifications. And I get the word notifications from the book Culture Code, where I'm just telling them what I'm observing. I'm saying, you did not sprint back on defense. I'm not saying, oh, you're so lazy. Or, my tone, the manner, the way I'm saying it is void of judgment. Right? And I'm just stating observations. Five, this is a feedback before the relationship. This is a big trap here that I can often fall into. This is really where we're putting the cart before the horse, right? When we offer feedback before we've established a relationship, and the research is really clear in this, and it's really come out in the last decade, and it's pretty illuminating. Peer-to-peer negative feedback can only work when the recipient feels valued by the giver. All right, it's only going to work when they feel valued by the giver. So we need to be sending consistent signals that they are valued for who they are as a person. And we need to form connections with people. Now, I've got a whole chapter about feedback in my book, Calling Up, Discovering Your Journey to Transformational Leadership. So I hope you'll pre-order this soon, or at least check out the free chapter by going to thriveonchallenge.com. Thanks for listening in today. Have a good one.